Close enough to 7 o'clock.
It is 7 o'clock.
Okay, it is 7 o'clock.
It is 7 o'clock.
It's so close, it is 7 o'clock. Wow!
Who would have thought? Emily, you're going to like what we have today. I've got video. I've got the Bible in video. We're going to watch a couple chapters. So that'd be really, really good. The melody has the official clicker. Let's keep us going here. Keep us singing along. So learn some songs maybe you haven't heard before. Let's see what happens here. He is jealous for me. Loves like a hurricane. I am a tree. Bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I'm unaware, these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Thank you.
hear how Todd does that.
You can do it. Big rugged, we just sing this one, Tom. What key are you in?
Okay.
You play what's on the hill? Huh? You're doing the on a hill?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a second. Which one? Which version do you have? That's the one I'm playing. You're not here for F3?
No.
Oh, no wonder.
Okay.
Oh, you never hear that. We like being in the right key when we sing. Oh, you don't? On a hill far away.
Oh, the lost. issues here in a second.
I do kind of like this this opening song, though. It has a little life to it.
You laughing or coughing? Or both?
Kind of both.
Right to watching Matthew, what do you say? Then we'll come back and do the special. Or do you want to do the special now?
I like the special. Let's do it.
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
Careful. Okay. If she lets you do it now, we're going to have to do it again later.
Come on. We do not have to say it twice.
Okay. You're just talking about how much you like us. Like, careful.
Keep
she
going,
might
Melody. You'll get there.
There we go. The D.
Fulfilled what was said through the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene.
In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying,
"Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the desert.
Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him.
John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them,
"You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees. And every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn, and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying,
"I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?"
Jesus replied,
"Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness."
Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered,
"It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him,
it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him,
away from me, Satan! For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him.
When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which is by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.
Come follow me.
Jesus said,
and I will make you fishers of men.
At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.
Oh.
News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon possessed, those having seizures and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. Now, when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. The disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying,
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.